Lekuta Sichas, Chelek Yudalid, Dvarim Beis, synopsis of the Sicha. In this week's Parsha, in Parsha Dvarim, in chapter 1, Psukim, Lamed Beis, Lamed Gimel, and so on, Moshe Rabbeinu is chastising the Yidden for the sin of the Meraglim, and he goes on for a few Psukim that Hashem said that none of the people that was involved in that will be able to, none of the people that was there will be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. Everybody will die in the Midbar, except for Kalev ben Yefuneh. He will see the country, Eretz Yisrael, and to him I will give his section in the land, the one that he walked through, the country that he walked through as a spy, and to his children, because he walked behind the word Hashem. He continued to believe in Hashem. And then there is a sudden interruption in which Moshe Rabbeinu says, Gam bi hi son of Hashem b'glalchem leimer, also to me Hashem got angry at me and said, because of you, and he said, you also will not come there. And then goes back to the story of the Meraglim, Yeshua ben Nun, he will come there, and so on. So and Rashi doesn't explain why there is a sudden interruption in the narrative of the Meraglim, and Moshe Rabbeinu turns it suddenly to the fact that he himself, Moshe Rabbeinu, will not go into Eretz Yisrael, and then goes back to the story of the Meraglim. Why the sudden interruption in the middle of the story? And there are some that want to say that perhaps Moshe Rabbeinu's sin was also involved somewhat with the Meraglim, because he was the one that sent them, and that's why he's alluding to that. That it wasn't only about the Mei Meriva, it was also about the Meraglim, but Rashi doesn't accept that explanation, because Rashi says clearly that it was only over the sin of Mei Meriva that Moshe Rabbeinu was not able to go to Eretz Yisrael. So that can't be the explanation. So the question then is, why is there a sudden interruption here in the story, and Rashi doesn't address it? And the explanation is this. The narrative of the story of the Meraglim goes as this. Hashem said that none of the people that was alive at that time, or that was an adult at that time, will be able to go into Eretz Yisrael, except for, and then he goes on to say, except for Kalev ben Yefuneh, he will be able to see the land. To him I will give a portion of the land that he walked through as a spy, because he followed after Hashem. Then also Yeshua ben Nun. But for some reason the Torah separates Yeshua ben Nun into a separate pasuk. Yeshua ben Nun, who stands before you, he will come there. Him you shall strengthen, because he will allow the Yidden to inherit the land. He will lead the inheritance of the land. Why is it separated into two psukim between Kalev and Yeshua? Because there's a very big fundamental difference between the way Kalev is coming to Eretz Yisrael and the way Yeshua is coming to Eretz Yisrael. Kalev is coming to Eretz Yisrael only as a member of the Jewish people. He gets his share in the land. Of course, he is the only one from the whole generation of the people that went through the Midbar. He's the only one besides for Yeshua. But as going in, he's just going as a member of the Jewish people. Yeshua, on the other hand, is going in a completely different way. He's going there as the leader. He is going to be the one that will enact the whole conquering of Eretz Yisrael and the inheritance of Eretz Yisrael. So there's a very big difference between Kalev and Yeshua. And therefore, in order to explain the difference why Kalev is only going as a member and Yeshua is going in a very different way, Moshe Rabbeinu inserts the reason why Yeshua is going to be the one to lead the Jewish people. And it's as if this pasuk, the pasuk also, Hashem got angry at me too because of you, and you also, that you, Moshe Rabbeinu, will also not come there, is a parenthesis. It's a parenthesis, which we find a number of places in the Torah, that the Torah tells us a certain narrative, and then throws in something which seems to be a side note. Like, for instance, in the case of the man, it tells you all about the man, and you know the details about it and so on. And it puts in, and the Yidden ate the man for 40 years as they were traveling, even though this was at the beginning of the 40 years. And he's just explaining about what the man is and what kind of, what it was made out of and what it looked like and what it tasted like and so on. But he puts in that, that's a parenthesis. It's not something that needs to be said over here by the man, by the description of the man. But it's a parenthesis talking about the man. It happens to be that they ate it for 40 years. So also over here, this is a parenthesis that Moshe Rabbeinu also was not able to go into Eretz Yisrael. It has nothing to do with the Meraglim. It wasn't because of the Meraglim. It was a completely separate issue of the water. But in order to explain why there is such a major difference between Kolev and Yeshua in the way that they will be entering Eretz Yisrael, therefore Moshe Rabbeinu says, the reason that Yeshua is going to be going in as the leader is because Hashem also got angry at me, and I am not going to be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, the new leader will be Yeshua, and that's why Yeshua is separated out from the way Kolev is going, and he's going as a leader. Why, though, does it say, if it's just the parentheses, what does Moshe Rabbeinu say, Biglalchem? Hashem got angry at me because of you. Why doesn't he just say Hashem got angry at me? It's a parenthesis. Why the detail of because of you? So the answer to that is, as Rashi has already told us, that whenever the Torah tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu was not able to go into Eretz Yisrael, it always gives the reason. Because it's the mashal is of a. There were two women that were being flogged in the time of the time when they did these things in the time of the Beis Hamikdash. One of them was being flogged because she committed an immoral act. The other one was being flogged because she ate questionable peiros fruits from Shemitah, which legally you're not allowed to eat in certain conditions, and she ate them. So when people look at the two women side by side, both of them being flogged, the person that is being flogged because of what would be considered a minor infraction in comparison to an immoral act wants it to be known why she's being flogged. She doesn't want to be associated with the reason that the other person is being flogged. So therefore, when Moshe Rabbeinu was, wherever the Torah mentions that Moshe Rabbeinu was not able to go to Eretz Yisrael, it always mentions the reason, that it's not because of the sin of the Meraglim, which is considered a major sin. It's because of his own, what the Torah considers for him to be a failure. And therefore, over here too, it puts in Biglalchem, the reason why I couldn't go into Eretz Yisrael had nothing to do with the Meraglim. It had to do only with you. Meaning the story with the water, that he didn't bring the message properly. Which also explains why in Parsha Veschanan, the next Parsha, there's a pasuk that says, "Vayisaber Hashem bilam anchem v'lo shama elai." And Hashem, he talks about Moshe Rabbeinu not being able to go to Eretz Yisrael, and that he prayed to Hashem, but he wouldn't listen to me. And it says there that it was because of you. And over there, Rashi explains, "Lemanchem." Because of you, Rashi explains that. Bishvilchem, it was because of you. You caused it to happen to me. As it says in Tehillim, Vayakzifu al Meimariva, Vayeril Moshe Bavurim, they made this anger of Hashem over the Meimariva, and Moshe was punished because of them. So why over there does Rashi explain it at length? He explains what the Lamanchem is, and over here where it says Bishvilchem, Rashi doesn't explain anything. The reason is because here it's just the parentheses. This isn't really the place where Moshe Rabbeinu was going into this part of the story. Over there where he dwells on that story, Rashi feels that this is the place to explain the details about why it's considered because of the Yidden, but over here, since it's a parentheses, there was no need to explain that.